What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to What If World. I'm your host, Mr. Eric, and I'm here to answer your what-if questions, or really any questions at all. We take them and turn them into stories. But I get a little help from What If World. Actually, I don't think I've ever told you how I got there in the first place. Well, one day in the springtime, I was stopping to smell the roses, as I often do, when I felt the biggest sneeze coming. Achoo! And when I opened my eyes after that sneeze, I found myself smack dab in the middle of What If World. There was a Tyrannosaurus Rex taking a fly on top of a seagull. Don't ask me how. There was a robot having a tea party with a ninja, and they looked like they were really getting along. There was a vampire sunbathing next to a fairy princess who was sparring with a great big knight, and she won. This place was cool. And I found that anytime I closed my eyes after that day, I could go right back to What If World. And when people started asking me questions, What If World started showing me cool stories in response. So I thought, you know what? It's time I share this place with the rest of you. But that's enough about that. It's time to get into our real story. And I've got two special guests today to give us our question. Mamma Jamma, Papa Lou, come on in.
Oh, I'm so nervous. Oh, this is just... Oh, look at the microphones. Oh, my goodness. Do I put these... What do I do with them? Do I put the headphones on my ears? Or do I just kind of... Oh, do I just, like, squish them? Ooh, they're so squishy.
Mamma Jamma, you just put them on your ears. It's not hard. And then you talk into the microphone.
Oh, hello, microphone. How are you, microphone?
Oh, do you need a snack? You know, I have some hard candies if you'd like.
Well, the microphone's not alive. It's just... You don't have to talk to it, just like talk into
it. Oh, silly Mr. Eric. Everything's alive in What If World, so it's really not that weird for me to make that assumption.
Wait, everything's alive in What If World?
No, I mean, not everything. It's just anything you want to be at any time can just, boop, spring to life. It's so kooky crazy. I love it.
Okay, great. Where's Bubaloo?
Is he... Oh, he was just parking the car. He likes to get his parallel parking just to right, so he was going in and out and in and out. And then he sort of bumped bumper, so he had to leave a note.
What, me? Bump a car? Oh, please, Mamma Jamma. I would never do such a thing. I'm a great driver. I'm good at everything.
Oh, hey, Papa Lou, come on down. Yeah, take a seat.
Great, yep. I know how it goes. Put on the headphones, talk into the microphone. I'm already a professional.
Okay, great. I'm glad you figured it out.
Of course I figured it out. I'm good at everything, you know? I just figure things out. They call me the figurer outerer.
That's a great nickname, Papa Lou.
Yep. So how are you, son?
Oh, me? I'm great. I wanted you two to, since you're a couple, I figured you could come in together and give us a question to get our story started.
Oh, I have the perfect question. You see, we've been looking for a house and, you know, it's so hard to find a house. It's like every place you find has some kind of problem. So I just wanted to know, what's gonna happen when we find our house?
Oh, okay.
You know what? That's a great question, Mamma Jamma, but I think, seeing as it's getting close to Halloween time, we ought to add a little twist to it, don't you think?
Oh, like a spooky, scary twist?
What if we found a spooky, scary house?
Yeah, okay, great. So that's your question? I love it. Let's see the answer. Once upon a time, there was a little girl. Her name was Zizi. And her mom and dad, Mamma Jamma and Papa Lou, We're looking for a new house. Now, this was exhausting for poor little Zizi. She had to go to one house after the other, and she had to look through all of them from top to bottom and sit through all these long conversations her mom and dad would have with this realtor person. Oh boy, it was rough. But one house they got to was really old and really big and really cool looking. And Zizi, for the first time, was excited. Mom, Dad, I love it so much. And it's close to your job, Dad. And it's close to your job, Mom. And it's walking distance from school and it's so big. Can we move in? Please, 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 please.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, for crying out loud, it just seems too good to be true. Peter the Realtor, can you tell us, is there anything up with this house?
And Peter the Realtor answered,
"Oh, well, as far as my blueprints show, no, there's not a thing wrong with this house other than a few skeletons in the closet, you know."
Did you say skeletons in the closet?
Yes, skeletons in the closet. You know how it goes. I mean, I assume it's just a saying, like how they say.
Oh, yeah, like when there's a secret or something, or someone's done something a little bit naughty, right? It's like there are skeletons in the closet. Is that what you mean?
Of course, that's probably exactly what it means, yes. Someone who once lived here did something a little bit naughty or something, but then they moved out, so I'm sure it's no problem.
Peter the Realtor, you are a gem. Okay, this is a great house. I'm gonna buy it from you on the spot. Cha-ching!
And they moved in that very same day.
Whew, it's a lot of work moving. I don't know if you've ever been through it, but it is exhausting.
And Zizi was so tired, she couldn't even finish unpacking her bedroom. It took a long time. So, before she got the last box unpacked, she hopped into bed and drifted off to sleep. She heard a creak, but she looked at the door into the hallway. It was closed fast. Where had that creak come from?
Oh, well, must be nothing. Just an old house. Old houses are awfully creaky sometimes.
I'll just go back.
I definitely heard something that time. She leapt out of bed and looked over the room. Well, nothing seemed to be amiss. Oh, but the closet was open just a peek. Oh, okay, let me just close the closet and...
Bones.
She closed the closet door.
Had that word just come from the closet itself?
A little bit scared.
And she ran into her mom and dad's room. Mom, Dad, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Well, it's the middle of the night, Zizi. We still gotta finish unpacking in the morning. Let me go back to sleep.
No, Dad. Papa Lou, you gotta get up.
There is something in the closet, and it's asking about bones.
Huh. Asking about bones. Oh, it must be in that television show. That's great. I'll just break out my DVD collection and we'll sit down and just have a watch together. Okay.
No, Dad, I'm not joking. I don't want to watch that show. I want you to come and check out my closet.
Oh, all right. Ugh.
And he put on his slippers and he tied up his bathrobe and he stalked into the room.
Oh, Mr. Bone Man, why don't you come on up and tell us what the hullabaloo is all about, huh? Oh, that was a spooky noise, Zizi. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. I'm trying to tell you there's something really scary in this house.
Well, I'll believe it when I see it. That's what I always say.
And the closet door opened really wide this time, and he could see, shining out of the door, two glowing yellow lights, just where eyes and a head would be.
ZZ, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Yeah, Dad, that's what I was telling you. There's something in there. It's really spooky.
Let's go get your mother, okay?
Shoo, and off they ran back to the bedroom.
Mom, please wake up. There's something spooky in my room. I don't know what it is. What's going on?
Oh boy, I was really trying to get some sleep. What do you need? You need a grilled cheese sandwich?
No, Mom, there's something spooky going on.
Honey, you know I wouldn't wake you up in the middle of the night if it weren't really, really scary, okay? So please, we just need you to get up right now.
Okay, I'll wake up.
And she put on her slippers, and she tied up her bathrobe, and she tiptoed with the rest of them back to ZZ's room.
Well, I don't know. I don't see anything in...
Okay, so there's a little creak. This is a creaky old house. I mean, come on. At least the walls are pretty thick. See, when I knock on the walls... No creaks.
I don't know what that has to do with anything. We're talking about something in the closet, okay? So please go check it out just so we can go back to sleep.
Oh, fine. Oh. Yeah, there's two little glowing yellow things. Just about where our eyes would be.
Mama Jamma, those are real eyes. I'm sure of it.
Sure of it? Did you go see if those were actually glowing eyeballs of some kind? I mean, they could be nightlights left over from the last person who lived here, right?
I guess. Yeah, you... Yeah. Oh, it's probably just nightlights and...
Bones.
Oh, that was a little spooky of a sound, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Papaloo, you want to go check it out?
Oh, well, you know I would, but I got this darn trick foot acting up. Ooh, oh, foot cramp. Oh, boy. Ooh, I gotta sit down. Ooh, I gotta take off this slipper. Ooh, what a foot cramp. Oh, I just wish I could go in that closet right now and scare away whatever's in there, but Mama Jamma, I'm afraid it's gonna have to fall to you.
Yeah, Mama Jamma has to do everything. All right, let's see what's in here. I mean, it can't be anything too scary.
And she opened the door the rest of the way, walked in, and the door closed behind her with a slam. And then, silence.
It's a little spooky, Dad.
Yeah, I mean, sure, but she's probably just in there. I don't know what she's doing in there.
Do you think that whatever's in there got her?
Well, of course not. I mean, for crying out loud, your mom's a tough bird. If she can handle me, she can handle whatever spooky thing's in that closet.
Oh, okay. Will you go in after her?
Why, me? Why would I go in after her? I mean, it's your bedroom, so you should go on in after her.
But you said you're good at everything and you're not afraid of anything and...
Now, rub that in my face, will ya? Well, you know what...
Dad! Just go in there and check!
Oh, fine. Hello? Hello, bone closet? It's Papaloo, just coming in for a peek.
And he stepped in, and the door shut behind him.
ZZ was all alone. Why wouldn't they just open the door? Oh my goodness, what's going on in there?
Ooh. Oh, my mom and dad. I think maybe it's up to me to save them.
And she walked bravely to the door.
Mom, dad, bone people, I'm coming in, okay? I come in peace.
And she opened the door to see her mom, her dad, and a skeleton sitting in lawn chairs on a big old sandbox.
Bones.
What's going on here? Why, you three are just sitting around?
Yeah, funny story. You see, we're trying to help this guy find his bones. Apparently he lost them in this sandbox in your closet. And
yeah, honey, I mean, once the door closed, you can't see a doggone thing.
And why didn't you just tell me? I was so scared, I thought you were gone.
We told you. You know what it is? These walls are just so thick. See, I mean, you can't hear through one side or the other. They are really good walls, I'm telling you. All the houses are built great.
Mom!
You should have told me.
Bones.
And you, can you say anything other than bones?
Yes.
Okay, so you can say bones and yes? Is that it?
That's it.
Wait, I don't understand. So you can say bones, yes, and that's it? But that's it?
Yes.
Oh, brother, this skeleton is really getting on my nerves. Can we just find his finger bones so we can get him out of here?
Well, that's what we're up to, young lady. Why don't you just dive in and help?
Yes, of course I will. Jeez Louise. And she flipped over the sandbox, found all three missing finger bones right away. Mr. Skeleton, if I give you these bones, will you get out?
That's it.
What? Don't you mean yes?
Bones.
Oh, brother, you are really getting on my nerves. Here you go. You got all the bones back on your hands, so beat it.
Thank you.
Oh, will you just get out of here? And with a nod, the skeleton put on his hat, packed up his sandbox, and headed on out.
See, ZZ, there was nothing to be a little fraidy cat about all along.
Dad, you were just as scared as me, admit it.
Me scared? I was actually totally afraid for my life, yes, that's true.
Well, now everybody's happy, okay? The skeleton's gone, and ZZ can go back to sleep, and we can all finish unpacking in the morning. I don't know if I want to live here if there are skeletons in the closet.
But we just got the skeleton out of the closet.
And then they heard...
Bones!
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 See, Dad? He said skeletons.
Oh, brother. Pack your bags.
Oh, man. That story got a little spooky for a minute.
Well, not for me. I'll tell ya, I've never been afraid for one single second. I'm like, oh, what is that?
It's just a chocolate ghost, honey. He gave us chocolate ghosts, Mr. Eric, for Halloween. It was really nice of him. Yeah, it was just a little thank you for coming in and giving us that great question.
Oh, well, next time, why don't you give me a little bit of warning before you throw spooky chocolate ghosts at my face?
I didn't throw it at your face. I just put it down on the table.
Well,
right,
I have my story and you have yours. All right, great seeing ya. We'll see you next time. I'm so proud of you, boy.
Give me these cheeks. Oh, I want to give them a pinch. Oh, boy, I love them so much. Oh, I love you so much. Okay, that is a lot of love. Thanks. Hey, it was great having you in the studio anyway. I hope you come back again soon.
Come on, let's go. We gotta see if that person got your note, who you backed into with your car.
Yeah, we should go really soon.
All right, see you guys.
I'd like to thank Karen Marshall, my editor, and Craig Martinson, who made our awesome theme. Until we meet again, keep wondering.